Wednesday, 16th week, Ordinary Time 2. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 1. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests who were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am only a youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 1. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat there, and the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they had not much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell upon thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Theme: God's words and the prophetic mission. When one thinks about the potency of a seed, he might be startled greatly about its potency. For example, a seed of wheat, when in good condition, germinates, grows, and becomes a tree. When one thinks of the potency of a seed, he shall be startled greatly about its potency. For example, a seed of wheat in good condition. When it germinates, grows, and becomes a tree, it can give 100 other seeds, and from this 100 seeds shall come 100,000 other seeds. It can multiply to infinity. Who is the one who gives a seed such infinitive potency? The faithful believe it is God who creates and gives seeds into humans' hands, so that they might have food to eat all the days of their life. We can have similar thinking for the spiritual seed, God's word in the spiritual realm. Today's readings and the readings of the next 2 days emphasize the seed of God's word, the sower's generosity, and the hearer's duty of preparation, so that God's word can bear fruit for people. In the first reading, the prophet Jeremiah reported his prophetic calling. He wanted to stress that it was God who chose, sanctified, and sent him out to announce his word. In the Gospel, Jesus began his preaching in parables, starting with the parable of the sower, to emphasize the importance of the potency and the power of God's words. Analysis Reading 1. For to all to whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. God chose Jeremiah to become his prophet. God chose his prophets to bring his words to his people. Without prophets, God's words would not reach people. The prophetic mission is given by God to call to those he calls, but it's not for everyone. God revealed to Jeremiah that he selected him to be his prophet, even before he was formed in his mother's womb. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I anointed you a prophet to the nations. According to tradition, a prophet is the one who speaks what God wants to say. He is God's mouthpiece. To foretell what shall happen in the future is only a supplement, not the main function of a prophet. In order to say what God wants, a prophet must be taught by God. Many prophets, such as Moses, Isaiah, and Amos, thought they couldn't be God's prophets because they were too young, or they were sinners, or they did not know how to speak in front of people. When Jeremiah mentioned his lack of his ability to speak, God confirmed and advised him, "Do not say, 'I am only a youth,' for to all to whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." The prophet's duty is to announce God's truth. Under no circumstance can he speak lies. Therefore, he can't fear anyone except God. If he doesn't fulfill his duty, he shall have to answer to God's wrath. The prophet Jonah is an example of one who refused to do what God commanded. The prophet's words are God's words, which have the power to build up and to destroy. Then the Lord put forth his hand, touched Jeremiah's mouth, and said to him, "Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." The Lord sanctified his prophets with his words. Prophets are also people and prone to sin. Therefore, they must be purified first before they can bring God's words to people. God also uses his words to purify his prophets. In the Gospel, Jesus even said this to his audience, "The scribes and Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. So practice and observe whatever they tell you, but not what they do, for they preach, but do not practice." God's words can benefit people regardless of the prophet's condition. However, it helps when a prophet practices what he preaches. God's words have power to do many things for people. They can help people to have an examination of their conscience to recognize all their sins. They can also help them to correct bad habits. They can serve as the principles in making wise decisions. St. Paul recognized the manifold benefits of God's words when he charged Timothy, his disciple, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead." And by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, Be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. According to A.N.E. tradition, and even our world, the sent is the sender's subject representative. Therefore, whoever welcomes him welcomes the sender, and whoever rejects him rejects the sender. His message is no longer his, but the sender's message. Therefore, when a prophet delivers a message in God's name, it is no longer his message, but God's words. Jesus said to his disciples, "He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me." He who receives a prophet, because he is a prophet, shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man, because he is a righteous man, shall receive a righteous man's reward. The power of God's words is clearly said in God's words to Jeremiah. What the prophet foretold shall be achieved because they are God's words. For example, Jeremiah foretold that the Jerusalem temple would be destroyed. The king of Judah, his officers, and the majority of people shall be in exile. But God shall bring a surviving remnant to come back and to rebuild the temple. All these happened as the books of Ezra and Nehemiah recorded. Gospel, the importance of God's words in the parable of the sower. Jesus preached in parables. Today's passage begins the third part of Jesus' five sermons, which St. Matthew structured his gospel, like the Pentateuch of the Old Testament. This part is also called Jesus' preaching in parables. The regions of Galilee, especially Jezreel, Bashan, and Gilead, are very good for growing wheat because the land is fertile. The people who live in this area are either fishermen or farmers. They are very familiar with sowing, so they can literally understand what Jesus wanted to convey. Jesus' intention. Through this parable, Jesus wanted to stress the importance of God's word, the potency of God's word, and human soul, where the seed of God's word is sown. The generosity of the sower. When the sower goes out to sow, he knows that not all the seeds have the opportunity to develop to their maximum potential, but only seeds that fall into the well-prepared land, which is fertile and has water. But only some of the seeds fall into the well-prepared fertile land and have water. But he wants all people to have a chance, that they might not bear fruit the first time, but he hopes that they can bear fruit later. The seeds that fall on the sidewalk have no opportunity to grow because the birds of heaven eat them up. The seeds that fall on the stony ground also have no opportunity to bear fruit. Even though they grow a little, they cannot endure the scorching heat from the sun because their roots aren't deep enough. The seeds that fall with the thorny bush also cannot bear fruit, because the thorns suffocate them. The seeds which fall onto the fertile land yield different results. Some seeds can have 100, others 60 or 30. The efforts needed from the hearers. Similarly, for the seed of God's word, Jesus or the prophets are the sowers who preach God's word to all people. The efforts needed for us to listen. Similarly, for the seed of God's word, Jesus or the prophets are the sowers who preach God's word to all people. Though God's word has unlimited power, such as to guide the lost, to correct the wrong, to purify people's sins, to help people live a virtuous life, and to help them to live perfectly, God's words can't achieve these effects in those who are stubborn, ignorant, indifferent, or in those who are slaves to worldly allurements, to the point that they have no time to study God's words. Application in life. God's word is the truth that guides us on the right path. We must have time to listen, to meditate, and to put it into practice. In order for God's word to be effective, we must prepare our soul to be a good land, to be good land for the seed of God's word to fall. A careless or indifferent attitude will not help God's word to bear good fruit for our life.